The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, following last night's historic win for actress Jessie Buckley, who became the country's first winner of the Best Actress Oscar for her performance in Hamlet, Ireland has joined in the celebrations with President Catherine Connolly and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, both congratulating her on this achievement. We're joined now by Jessie's brother, Cillian Buckley. Cillian, how are you feeling today? You must be extraordinarily proud.
I am, yeah, so happy. Like, you couldn't really put it into words, but, you know, for my sister, for our family, for Ireland as a whole, it's a great, great day. And, yeah, it just feels very, very special.
So you're in Finland at the moment. So were you kind of watching this at kind of in the middle of the night, early morning almost?
Yeah. So I work as a mountain guide. So I'm up here with some clients up in the Arctic. And I was up, I didn't really sleep actually. I was up until the announcement was made just after 4 o'clock in the morning here. So I watched the whole show and with a couple of my clients in a hotel room here. But it was absolutely incredible.
Were you really nervous beforehand or were you pretty confident?
Oh, I got more and more nervous definitely throughout the show. You know, I felt like it probably would happen. But, you know, I suppose the size of the moment more than whether she would win or not kind of grew throughout the proceedings. And, you know, just realizing that this was a historic moment. And at the center of it was this really, really beautiful and kind person who I'm lucky enough to call my sister. So I did. I was super nervous just beforehand, but you know, the relief then was absolutely fantastic.
I'm sure. Now, I imagine with the time zone, it's kind of difficult for communication. Have you been able to speak to Jessie or any of your family at this stage, or is it all just kind of text at this point?
Yeah. Just after she got off the stage, we had a family group chat, which was a lot of jumping and screaming and saying "I love you" And then I think she was whisked away to get some interview questions. The rest of the family stayed on the line. And yeah, it was a really, really beautiful moment.
Did you ever imagine your sister would win an Oscar? I mean, obviously she had talent from afar. That's from a long time ago. That's pretty obvious. But did you ever think you'd see her holding the Oscar for Best Actress?
You know, we grew up together and, you know, we used to put plays on in our sitting room. Our dad built us a stage when we were kids and we charged our parents to come in to see them. And it seemed like an expensive ticket at the time, but actually in hindsight, it was a good value.
It was definitely definitely a good investment. Are you younger or older?
I'm 2 years younger, yeah. But from that point, you know, I watched Jessie grow as an actress, and you know, when she was in school in the Ursuline in Turles, she would take on these roles, and I remember being 15 years old and thinking, "Gee, Jess, you're pretty amazing." You know, she's been able to make me cry as a brother more than most, but always in a good way. So I guess in some ways I did think she would probably go on to something special. She just got special quality about her, but you know, it's amazing to see how that hasn't changed her. And, you know, she's still Jess at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's a lovely thing to say. What was she like as a big sister?
She was great. Yeah. I mean, we were like any old sisters or brothers, you know, we had our wars at different times. But as we grew older, we got really close. And you know, now we're all really close in our family. And, you know, we all do completely different things, but my parents, in fairness to them, they kind of had a saying that, you know, do whatever you want, but just do it well. And that seems to be standing to Jessie for sure at the moment. And yeah, she makes the rest of us very, very inspired and proud to look after their own dreams.
Yeah, and you're ploughing your own furrow. Really interesting. You're a guide in the Arctic. I mean, that must be kind of fascinating as well, being a guide in the Arctic Circle. That must take a bit of experience and a bit of knowledge, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I started mountaineering in Killarney, where we're from, and I moved over to the Alps, where I live now, and guide throughout the Alps and up in the Arctic and up in Norway. And that's become my life. You know, nature has become my life, and you know, I guess that's something that all of my family share, is we have this really deep love of nature, which probably comes from living at the bottom of Mangerton Mountain for a whole life. So now I find myself strangely up in the Arctic while my sister wins an Oscar, which I don't think has been done before.
No.
It's a great life.
Yeah, it sounds idyllic. I suppose both you and Jessie have climbed a few mountains. Her metaphorically, you literally.
Yeah. Well, she's a pretty good little mountain climber physically as well.
So, really. Okay.
Yeah.
So when will you all get to catch up? Do you think at this stage? I mean, obviously you've got your work to tend to concentrate on. When are you hoping to catch up with her?
Well, they'll all be waking up now in Hollywood, I guess, and we'll probably get in touch with each other in the next couple of hours, I'm not sure exactly when we'll see each other in person, but you know, we're in touch all the time, so it'll be great to, once the craze flies over, to sit down and have a good old chat and get back to being to just being us, I suppose.
Have you had a chance with your schedule to watch Hamlet yet?
I have, yeah. Actually, living in the Alps, it wasn't available to watch. So I got a screener of it from Jess, and I watched it in my sitting room with a projector. I managed to watch it there.
And did you know straight away? Did you go, wow, this is unbelievable, this performance?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she. It's just one of those performances that we can all relate to in a way. You know, everyone has a mother, and you know, that feeling of loss, but also of the power of family to come together and you know, build back from something as hard as that. And I suppose for me as well, you know, the movie is so rooted in nature, and you know, she's this woman of the woods, I bawled my eyes out at the end, like many people did.
Yeah,
which was kind of special.
It was an amazing performance, and I think she captured so many hearts with that performance. But I think she's also captured lots of hearts with just how she's conducted herself through the whole awards process. And I think what everyone loves about her is how normal and how down to earth she is, but I'm guessing that probably doesn't come as a surprise to you at all.
I'm constantly amazed by it, to be honest. You know, like, you know, I often kind of think that I'll wake up one day and Jessie will realize that she's famous or something, but she's time and again she just she is exactly who she is, and she knows who she is deeply, and she's worked towards finding out who she is, and it is beautiful to see that kind of authenticity and kindness. You know, I'm so lucky to have amazing women throughout my life, my grandmother, my mother, and Jessie, and my three sisters, and I think they do sell a kind of a kindness that that, you know, we all can learn from, and I definitely learn from. So it's amazing to see how she just kind of is Jessie. There's no other way for her to be, it seems.
Yeah, that's brilliant to hear. Listen, before I let you go, tell us about the World Climate Relay. I know you're very anxious to let us know about it. Tell us a little bit about it.
So I'm involved in an organising capacity with a new movement called the World Climate Relay, which is a fundraiser for everybody in the world. At the moment, we've got people from over 25 countries in the world who have signed up to take challenge of their own choosing, which is human-powered, and raise money for the world's most efficient climate charities. So they're charities that are vetted so that, for example, 100 euros donated to one of those charities would be the equivalent of taking 41 cars off the road for a whole year. So the idea is for us all, we can all do things to help this beautiful world that we live in and be positive and actually get out, run up a hill or climb a mountain or go for a swim or go for a walk in your local park and sign up on the worldclimaterelay.org. And just let's come together and make sure that we keep this beautiful planet going. So that's what I'm doing at the moment with an amazing group of friends out of Chamonix in the Alps.
It sounds amazing. So if people want more information, theworldclimaterelay.org.
Theworldclimaterelay.org, yeah. And you can get all the information there, or you can find it on social media as well, Instagram or Facebook. It's World Climate Relay.
Killian, yeah. you sound like a very special family between the lot of you and all the things you're doing. I'm guessing you're going to say that comes from your mom and dad.
Yeah, and all the people around us. And, you know, I suppose my grandmother was a huge influence on us. And I remember at a time in my life when I was probably struggling with myself a bit, and I'd ask her for advice, and her advice would, at the time, which wasn't great, was just be kind. And I was looking for more, but actually, I think, you know, that's brought us all to places where we probably never imagined we'd come from. But yeah, we've been lucky. We've been really lucky.
Not a bad philosophy.
With the people around us.
Yeah, not a bad philosophy in life. Just be kind. I think right now, I think the world could do with a bit more kindness. But Killian, thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it. Mind yourself there in the Arctic Circle, but thanks so much for talking to the Hard Shoulder. Slán, toga bogey.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.